Today's shir, which is really Daf Vav Amud Aleph, will begin on the middle of Daf Hey Amud Beis, with about four lines from the two dots. So just to recap, we were talking about the Maros of Negoim. We were saying there actually are two primary ones and two secondary ones. The primary ones are Baharis, which is light white like snow, strong white like snow. Second one, and the secondary one for that is Kesira Hechel, like the white of the plaster of the Hechel. And then we have Se'es, which is the second primary one, which is like the white of Semer Lovin, it's like white wool. And then the secondary one to that is Kekrum Besa, it's like the membrane that surrounds the egg white and yolk of an egg. Not the eggshell, because as the Tiferes Yisrael points out, if it meant to say eggshell, then the Mishnah would have expressed itself differently, but it said Keklipas Besa, which would mean the eggshell. But rather it means the whiteness of the inner membrane. And in levels of whiteness, so the whitest is snow, the second whiteness is the second av, the second primary one, white wool. Third one is the plaster of the hechel, and the least white one is the krum beitza, the membrane of the egg. Okay, now the Gemara has brought down this Mishnah, goes on to, and begins with Amar Rabbi Chanina, where the Bach changes the girsa to Amar Rabbi. Either way, it says, Man Tana Maros Negoim. Who is the Tana that said Maros Negoim? Who's the Tana of this Mishnah? So the Gemara says, the Lake Rabbi Kiva. This Mishnah in the Goyim cannot work out like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, if it's going like Rabbi Kiva, Kiva in the Amar, Zula Malami Zu, Vezula Malami Zu, since Rabbi Kiva says that the way the Goyim work in terms of joining together is that they only join with the adjacent level, so Im Kain, if so, Tahart Sid Hechel Mi Litzarif. So he says you've made it that the color, the whiteness of Sid Hechel cannot join up with any other one of the three colors that we mentioned. Now, just as an introduction, negayim, the size of a nega, in order to be tamei, a nega is a certain type of white spot as we're seeing on the person's body, and that white spot, if the kohen sees it, if it fits into these categories, the kohen will declare him as tamei, and he'll have to go through whatever the halachas of Mitzayra are, is in Parshas Tezriya Mitzayra. And this minimum size has to be a kagris, which is the size of 36 hairs, which contemporarily we say means the size of slightly larger than the size of a penny. We also have this halach in contemporary matters that applies that if a woman finds a stain on her clothing, so it's only considered to be and if it happens to be the color that would possibly make her tameh as far as tumas kesem, so it's only going to be if it's the size of a kagris, which means if it's smaller, if a penny can cover it, so then even if it's a problematic color, it will not make the woman tameh. And again, we're talking about a stain on clothing, not a stain on a bdikah, on a cloth that she would use to check herself inside. There it's even a mashu, but over here it's only if it's a kagris, if it's on her white clothing. Anyway, but getting back to the nega, so the nega is also a size of a kagris, and Rabbi Kiva says that you don't have to, in other words, obviously one of the four colors by itself, if it's the size of a kagris, will make the person tamei. But not only that, Rabbi Kiva says even if it's the size of a kagris and it's two of the adjacent colors. So in other words, krum beitza together with, seems to be what Rabbi Kiva is saying now, krum beitza, the membrane of the egg together with the white wool, or the white wool together with the sira hechel, which is the lex double, or the sira hechel, which is the plaster of the hechel together with the shellac, with the snow white, which is the whitest. But it would seem from Rabbi Kiva that you can't jump up two levels. Two different white levels don't go with each other. So for example, the membrane of the egg together with the white wool will not work. Or the sida hechel, the plaster white of the hechel, together with the shelig, would not join together. So He says the Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Akiva, since Rabbi Akiva is saying that the way it works is Zula Malamizu, Zula Malamizu, and can't tahart the Sid Heichel Militzarfba. Then he says there's no way that Sid Heichel can join up with anything. Bahari Man Litzarfe, who could you join it up with? Litzarfe Bahari Baharis, if you're going to join it up together with the Baharis, which is white snow, snow white. So then Ikaseis, Adifamine, you still have. You're jumping up a level, which Rabbi Akiva said you can't do. In other words, because white wool is whiter than white plaster of the Heichel. Let's start with Bahari Seis, put it together with Seis, Lav Tolda Didehu. It's not going to be, it's not its Tolda, because we said, according to the Mishnah said that the Tolda of the Tolda, meaning the secondary one for snow, for Baharis, is Sidah Heichel. And so there, and it's not secondary to the Semer Lovin, to the white wool, so it's not its proper Tolda. Now, this is a very seemingly roundabout way of asking the question. If you were asking the question more direct, and Tysus points this out, I mean, why don't you just ask very simply? Obviously, Rabbi Akiva cannot, well, you know, it seems to be you have a problem because the Sid Heichel doesn't have anything to join up with. The white of the Heichel doesn't join up with anything. If you were at, it would seem that you should have asked the question much more directly. You should have just said that the Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Akiva because the Mishnah seems to be saying that it doesn't go, in fact it skips levels. It goes that Sidah Heichel goes together with Shelig, with snow, and Krum Beit, so the egg goes together with Semer Lovin. So. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it's exactly the opposite. It only goes with the adjacent level of whiteness. And as we said, the levels of whiteness are snow white, wool white, plaster white, and the membrane of the egg white. Those are the four levels. Each one is lower than the other one. So Tosfos says, the Gemara is willing to consider a way to possibly work it out like Rabbi Akiva, and even though things won't be so simple. In other words, what they would say would be, they would say, you know, the truth of the matter is, Sid HaHeichel, the plaster of the Heichel, cannot join together with Shelig, because it's two levels up. But Rabbi Akiva could still be the, he says Rabbi Akiva, so when the Mishnah said that the secondary thing to Shelig is Sidah Heichel, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to join up. It just means that's its Tolda, that's its secondary one. But not doesn't necessarily mean that they could join up with each other. But where the Gemara runs into a problem, and also when he says Zula Malami Zu, he didn't necessarily mean that Sid should be able to go with Semer, because it's not. He says what he just meant to say was that Sid. He said what he meant to say was that Sid cannot go together with Shelig, can't go, even though it's his Tolda, since it's two levels above it. But Rabbi Akiva was willing to, the Gemara is willing to consider the possibility that Rabbi Akiva could still hold of the Mishnah. The Mishnah wouldn't contradict anything he said. In other words, the Mishnah wouldn't necessarily contradict what he said. The Mishnah doesn't mean to say that you couldn't mix up those two. It just means that, but then the Gemara says, but on the other hand, it doesn't really make sense because of the fact that then Sid Heichel won't have a partner. Now, you might say, so who says that Sid Heichel has to have a partner? So this is a question that is discussed, and one of the answers given by the Mefarshim is that from the fact that it says Bayaku, it mentions Bayak, so it means that everything else whiter than that is Tame, and it seems to be that there's some joining up that could be possible. So we can't say that there's no match for Sidah Heichel. The Gemara is not willing to accept that. This is a Teretz set over by the Divrei Rivais, that it, in other words, it has to be that there's something that it could join up with. And that's where we run into the problem. If not for that problem, that it wouldn't have something to join up with, we wouldn't necessarily say right off that the Mishnah is a contradiction to Rabbi Akiva. Maybe we would say that, the truth of the matter is we're ending up saying that it can't join up with anything. But we're asking the Kasha that way, as opposed to asking it that directly. It seems like it doesn't work out like Rabbi Akiva. Then the Gemara says, Ihachi. Well, just before we go on, there's another question you could ask over here, is that the truth of the matter is you could have asked from Beharis too. Beharis can't match with anything either. Now, because Beharis, the lightest one, can't match with Se'es, which is Semerlovin, because it's not the same Av, according to the Mishnah. If you're trying to reconcile Rabbi Kiva and the Mishnah together, that won't work either. And he obviously can't join it up with, according to Rabbi Kiva, with Siddha Hekel, as we just said, because it's two levels above. But Taisus says on that, it would seem that Rashi says something which he ends up not understanding. Rashi brings from the Taisus Kayanim that Beharis and Seis actually could be Mitztarif. It's the only question he leaves off with. If that's the case, that Beharis and Seis could be Mitztarif, so why is it that the two told us at least can't be Mitztarif as well? It means, in other words, a Beharis, if white snow and white wool could be mitzvah, so why can't we say that the egg could be mitzvah with the siddah hechel, with the plaster of the hechel? That we should be able to say as ill. And he doesn't give an answer for that question. But in any case, the Gemara is willing to, for somehow reason, to say that the Mishnah, at least in terms of the halach of the Mishnah, is not a contradiction. But what we don't like about the Mishnah, what we have a problem with, is then you won't have anything for siddah hechel to go along with. Even though maybe Mitztarif Zumizu could work, Zulamala Mizu could work at least by Beharis and Seis, well, not by Beharis and Seis putting them together, by Beharis and Seis putting them together, but not by putting anything together with Siddha Hechel. But then the Gemara says, if you're going to say that, when using that logic, you should have the same question on Yochi Krum Beitz and Nami. Why are you only asking on Siddha Hechel? You should ask on Krum Beitz as well. Bahadi Manlet Sarfe, who are you going to mix up? Who are you going to join together with Krum Beitz? In other words, we're saying it's an axiomatic in this Gemara that it has to match with at least one of the other colors, and who it's going to match up with. If you try to put Rabbi Kiva together with the Mishnah, it's not going to work. Letzarfe Bahadi says, the Gemara goes on to say, if you letzarfe Bahadi says, so Ika Sid the Arif Mine, it's going to have to jump over Sid, and Rabbi Kiva said you can't do that. Letzarfe Bahadi Sid, and to move it with Sid, Lav Bar Minehu, they're already two separate categories. So if you're going to try to reconcile the Mishnah with Rabbi Kiva, you're not going to be able to do that, because according to the Mishnah, snow and Siddha Hechel go together, and plaster of the Hechel, and wool, Semer Lovin, and Krum Beitza, and the membrane of the egg go together. So you're not going to be able to put even that together. So the question is, why are you only asking on Siddha Hechel? You could have asked the same question as well on Krum Shel Beitza. And as Taisus explains, once I see that you want to say you can't mix up two levels. You can't mix up something that doesn't go together with it. So Rabbi Kiva says you can only do what's adjacent. The Mishnah says you can only do if it fits into the category of being a tolda. So therefore, you don't have any way to match up Krum Beitz either. All right. Now we move to Davava Manala, to the Teretz. So anyway, Haimai. So now the Gemara is going to introduce a new concept in understanding Rabbi Kiva. It says, Bishleima b'lei Sid Hechel, if you say we're talking without Sid Hechel. But in other words, put Sid Hechel aside for a second. Sid Hechel meaning the plaster white of the Hechel walls. Krum Beitza le Kasha. Krum Beitza, and by the way, they said they used to actually paint it white once a year to keep the whiteness of the Sid Hechel before Pesach. Right, it's a Mishnah in Midos. Anyway, but going back to this, it says, if you put Sid Hechel as a color aside for the Negoim, Krum Beitza Leikasha. It says Krum Beitza will not be a question. The Alpha Gav the Krum Beitza Mitasoy the Seis, even though Krum Beitza is underneath the level of Seis, and Rahmana Omar, but on the other hand, according to Rabbi Kiva, it can't skip a level. So Rahmana Omar, it says for the sapakas. So when it says the pasuk, it says in Vayikra Yudalit, it says for the says for sapakas l'baharis. When it brings that pasuk, so it puts sapakas after Seis, and not after both of them. So sapachas tfeilo seis. So we want to say that the word sapachas means that you have something that could join up with seis, even though it's two levels. Afal gav de mancha siminei tuve. You have such a thing that, in other words, we can understand a concept that krum beitza could join up together. In other words, we wouldn't have a problem in the Mishnah with krum beitza alone not having a partner, because we could understand from this pasuk that Krum Beitza couldn't go together with Semer Lovin Seis, even though it's jumping over the color of the white of the Siddha Hechel. But Ela Sid Hechel Kasha. But the Gemara says, but what is a problem to me is Sid Hechel. Sid Hechel is a problem. Now, exactly what does the Gemara mean? At this point, it would seem that Sid Hechel is not as, it's not the same Kasha the Mefarshim say that we had before, that Sid Hechel doesn't have a partner. Because it may very well be that, according to Rabbi Akiva right now, Sid Hechel could partner up with Sid Hechel, the white of the Hechel could part of the plaster of the Hechel could partner up with Krum Beitza, and that wouldn't be a contradiction. And according to the way Rashi's learning, at least, Sid Hechel is also could be considered to also be a tolda of Seis of Semer Lovin, so we could partner up with Semer Lovin, and possibly Baharis and Seis could partner up with each other also. But anyway, but Sid Hechel does have a partner. So here the Gemara is coming to ask. It's really coming to ask a different question than it asked before. It's not the same question that it asked before. So he says, so what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means to say that the Mishnah seemed to be imply that Sid Hechel is a partner to Baharis, to White Snow. And they it's mashma they join up. It's mashma that they do join up. So they do join up with each other. So that contradicts Rabbi Akiva. And that's the problem of the Gemara. Now, again, the Gemara was working very hard to see any remote fashion that it could work out this Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. And just as an aside, why would the Gemara be so concerned about doing that? The reason for that may be because, as we saw in the previous daf, that in general, most Mishnayos should work according to Rabbi Akiva. Stam Mishnah should go according to Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Now, if we're not successful, we're not successful, but the Gemara doesn't want to give up on it so easily. So it says, Sid Hechel is still a Kasha. So Sid Hechel, now we're switching gears, as we said, and it's a Kasha because of the fact that Sid Hechel is mentioned in the Mishnah as a Tolda Baharis, and that could skip over. But then you could still ask another question. You know what? It may be possible that Sid Hechel can be a partner with, can also violate that rule. It can be a partner with Baharis. And Leiven Beitza, and the Leiven Beitza, the Krum Beitza, the white of the Beitza, can be of the egg membrane, as we said, can be a partner with Semer Lovin. But we also could put together, we could still say we have the klal, the rule of Rebbe Kiva of putting adjacent things together, that could still be established as far as putting together Krum Beitza together with Sidah Hechel, and putting Sidah Hechel together with Semer Lovin. And then we could also say, and also, Ovis and Toldus go together even though they skip levels. So what would be the problem? You'd have certain things that would work adjacently, and certain things that would also work jumping levels. Why does the Gemara have a problem with that? So it seems to me the Gemara has a problem with that, because then the whole, at least what we're thinking now, the whole Ovis with Toldus thing, a klal of the Mishnah, would seem to indicate that, on the contrary, you can't mix up, you should not be able to mix up Sidah Hechel then with Seis. And you should not be able to mix up a told of Seis, such as Krum Beitza, together with Sidah Hechel. So the whole, in other words, so now it seems to me the Gemara is just going back to the fact that the Mishnah says Avos and Toldus, that's what should join together, and only those, and no other ones. And Rabbi Akiva is saying, no, the adjacent ones join together. So they're in direct contradiction. So Elam Mechavrita. So now the Mishnah, Gemara Svar is Masis and the like Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah cannot go like Rabbi Akiva. So what we seem to come out now with is that Rabbi Akiva holds the adjacent ones, right? We remember again, the four levels of color are snow, wool, plaster, and the membrane of the egg. And it goes in that level. And according to the Mishnah, Baharis, Shelig, snow goes together with plaster, even though it's two levels removed. Semer goes together with Krum Beitza, even though it's two levels removed. And Rabbi Akiva holds the opposite. Holds it, no, Krum Beitza goes together with Sid. Sid goes together with Seis, with Semer. And Seis goes together with Baharis. But we're coming out that Rishonim understand that even though maybe the Gemara never no longer had to say that, but Al Pi Emes from that Pasuk, Rabbi Akiva holds that Krum Beitza goes together with Semer as well. And that is an exception to the rule. And that can jump a level because it's a tolda of se'es, and that's what the pasuk means to say. Now, so according to Rashi, it actually comes out that that se'es really has two, according to Rabbi Kiva, has two toldas, and Beharis has no toldas. Tosis doesn't want to say that's even shot in Rabbi Kiva because of kashis and the way the Gemara phrases itself as we go on. So the question would be, according to Tosis, what would Avin Tolda mean? All right, we'll see an explanation of that in a few lines. In other words, Rabbi Kiva might agree with the Avin Tolda formulation of the Mishnah, but he says that doesn't have anything to do with what joins together. The joining together is only by adjacent colors, but the Avin Tolda formulation of the Mishnah could mean something else. But anyway, according to Rashi and Rabbi Kiva, both of them are Tolda of Se'es. Both Sid, plaster, and egg are Tolda of Se'es, of Semelovon, and not like the Mishnah, and Beharis doesn't have a tolda. All right, so now we want to know, the Rebbe Kiva, the Zula Malamizu. But how do we even know Rebbe Kiva holds of this concept of Zula Malamizu? Where do we get this idea from? The Gemara said it, but it didn't bring a proof. So, Ilay Memi Hadat Tanya, if you're going to bring it from the following Brisa. Amar Rav Yaisi, Shol Yeshua Ben Osher Rebbe Kiva, Me Rebbe Kiva. Yeshua, the son of Rebbe Kiva, asked from Rebbe Kiva, Neima Amru Maris Negoyim Shnaim Shenar Bom. Why did the Mishnah say, why did you say? In other words, Rav Yeshua, his son, was asking Rebbe Kiva. Rashi says this is Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Others want to disagree with that. But in any case, right, because Rebbe Kiva was famous that he was a kareach, he was bald. But in any case, he says, why do you say Maris Negoim? Why did you teach it over at Maris Negoim Shneim Shein Arba? So Amar lo, Rebbe Kiva said back to him, Vim lav ma yaimru, if I didn't say that, what should I say? So yaimru, he says, Mikrum beisu ulamayla tame. He says, you should have just said anything wider than the membrane of the egg is tame. Amrullah, so Rabbi Kiva answered his son by saying, Loimer Shemit start from Zamazed. The reason why I had to say it that way was to tell you that there's joining between colors. Otherwise, you would think that everyone only stands on its own, and joining two colors together doesn't work. Amar lo, so then his son said back to him, V'yomru mikum beisu lamayla tomei, whom it start from zemzev. So just say that the membrane of the egg and upwards is tummy, and put in the words, mitstarfen zemzev. Why do you have to say, why did you have to express yourself, shnayim shahin arbo, two that are four, meaning that there are two, and that they're two avos, and that they're two toldos. Again, we're not getting into which is, maybe they're two toldos to one av, and no toldos to the other av, or maybe each one has its own tolda. We're not getting into that right now. But the point is, why did, you should have expressed yourself this way. This would be a more clear way. That's what, in other words, because you're always supposed to pick the shortest way to say it. So just say, yum krum beitz l'mayla tomei, um it start from zem zeh. You don't have to say Shnayim Shein Arba. That's what Rav Yeshua ben was asking Rav Akiva. Armalais, he said, no, the reason why I said it that way was the Leimer L'chad to tell you a different thing. Kol Koyin Shein Abaki Behenim Shemosei and Einu Royis Negoim. Any Koyin that doesn't know the names and the, in other words, a Koyin, or at least there has to be Yisrael prompting him according to Tisus, the Rambam may hold the Koyin himself has to know. He has to know Einu Royis Negoim. A Koyin, we know one of the halachas by a nega is that it's not enough for somebody to see that it meets the, that it is the color that's problematic that can make the person tamei, but the Koyin, and it has to be a Koyin, has to declare him tamei. So the Gemara is saying now that the Koyin not only has to know that it's the problematic color, but he has to know what category it is, whether it's the Av or the Told, it seems. He has to know that, and he has to know the name. Oh, he has to, if he sees snow white on the person's skin, he has to be able to say, oh, that's Beharis. Or possibly if he says Sidahechel, he has to say, oh, that's the Told of Beharis. Or whatever, assuming whatever it's the Told of. Right, so at this point, actually, we could understand why it is relevant. According to this halacha, just as another aside, it is relevant to know what something's a told of, because the Kayin, or at least the Yisrael has to prompt them, according to the way Tisus learns, has to be Yisrael Chacham to prompt them, that he has to know what exactly he is, Yisrael has to tell him, or has to be there to know what it is. But, alright, in any case, but, so that's why it could be relevant to know. Even though according to Rebbe Kiva, you only join the adjacent ones, but like Tisus learned, you could put the Beharis together with the Sid HaHechel. You could put the white snow together with the plaster of the Hechel, because that has to do just with the categorization, not necessarily with the joining together in terms of making the Kegris. But from Sid HaHechel and Lamaila, we did not say. So Midaloy Amar Lay. So, notice, all right, now that, until then, now we were just bringing down the Brisa. Now we're going to analyze, now let's go back to why we brought down this Brisa. We want to say that this Brisa has a mashmos, that the way Rabbi Kiva works it is that only the adjacent ones join together. He didn't say, in other words, all his son said to him was, but he didn't say misid hechel olamayla loykomer. He didn't say, in other words, if it wasn't, did it work with adjacent colors, adjacent shades of white? So then, what the Gemara should have said, what his son should have said to him in the conversation was, instead of saying shneim shein arba, you should have made it more clear. Yomru mikrum beitzul olamayla tomei mitstarfim zemzeh. The yomru misid hechel, which is the second one from that level olamayla. Then you would understand that there were two different categories, like our Mishnah learns. From the fact that he didn't say that, so Midalomer, Shmami Leder, Shmiel, Rebbe Kiva, Deomer, Kulun, Lambahadi, Seis, Mitztarfen. So from there we see that they all join together with Seis. They're all, in other words, it doesn't work by the, in terms of at least joining them together, it does not work by the Avon Tolder formulation of the Mishnah, but rather it works with adjacent colors. Because if it didn't work with adjacent colors, if it worked like the Avin told the formulation of the Mishnah in terms of joining them together, then his son should have said, he should have expressed himself differently. He should have said, Yishmikrum Beitza Lamaila, Tommy Mitzdarf from Zemizah, from Krum Beitza, from egg membrane and up, it's Mitzdarf. And he should have also said, from Tzira Hechel and up, it's Mitzdarf from Zemizah. So, Midalo Amrinle, from the fact that he didn't say that, Shmamino, he only expressed himself from one category. Shmamino, Lishmila, Rabbi Kiva, Yomer, Kulu, Badi, Seis, Mitztarfen. So from there you see, according to Rabbi Kiva, they're all Mitztarif with Seis, meaning, but not that they're all Mitztarif together. That's not the way we're learning it, at least right now. But rather, that the adjacent levels are Mitztarif. Gemara says, no, Vidilma. Right. So he says, Bedilma says Vitaldasa, Beharis Vitaldasa. The Gemara says, you know, that to analyze the conversation that way, first of all, we don't know what as Rashi say, we don't really know what the conversation is. Maybe he did say both things to him. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva's son, said to him, you know, you should have expressed yourself this way. You should have said, Krum Beitza, egg membrane and going up is Tamei, and Sid Hechel, and plaster of Hechel going up his tummy. And maybe he really meant to say that Rabbi Kiva holds like the formulation of the Mishnah, that the only things that join together are the Avos and Toldos, meaning not that Krum Beitza will join together with the adjacent one of Sid HaHechel, of the plaster of the Hechel, but rather Krum Beitza joins together with Semer Lovin, and Sid HaHechel joins together with Shelig, with Baharis. Why didn't he say that then? Why didn't he say both lines? Perhaps he did, but the Tana just didn't have to, as the Mishnah says, the Tana didn't have to be like a peddler to repeat the whole conversation. So from the Mishnah, so that we're saying that this Bryce is inconclusive. From this Bryce, we don't have a proof that Rabbi Kiva held even this thing of Mitztarf from Zamzeh. Right? We took on that Rabbi Kiva doesn't go like the Mishnah because he holds Mitztarf from Zamzeh with the adjacent ones and not with the Avtolder formulation. But how do we even know that? We don't see a proof from this Bryce because perhaps we didn't record the second part of what the son said. So now we go to a different place. Elamita Rav Chanina. So we go to Rabbi Chanina. Yama Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Rabbi Kiva, Lamad Dover Daima. What is the Mashal Rabbi Kiva comparable to? The Arba Kaisa Shal Chalav. Now here we're talking about a different type of nega. We're talking about a type of nega which has the white with red streaks in it, which it talks about by the boil. So he says, and he says, in other words, it's a nega which is white, which has streaks of red in it, and possibly the red influencing the white color as well. And so we're going to extrapolate from the way Rav Chanina explained Rabbi Kiva in that type of nega. Right, this is the nega that's called Adamdam. Then in other words, there's red together with the white. Okay, the nega lovan adamdam, which we discuss in the Torah, which is another type of nega. Two other types of negoim that are discussed over there. So le'abrik kaisas shulchalav. Now the different levels also of that. So he says the mushul of the different levels are echad nofel otaychu shtei tipin shaldam. So let's say you have a cup of milk, and you have two drops of blood, and then ve'echad nofel otaychu arba tipin shaldam. Another level of a nega is when you had four drops of blood in the milk. Ve'echad nofel otaychu shmeina. And another is when you had eight drops of milk. Eight drops of dam, eight drops of blood. And another one is when you go up to 12. Here, actually, you don't go double. Like you're going, some say you do. Now, why is Rav Chanin El? So what's the purpose of mentioning this mushel? Why do we mention this mushel? So the purpose of doing this is the similar idea. This is where we see there's an idea. Why did he mention this mushel? He meant, and why did he have to express to you the different levels of the redness? In other words, and obviously the more cups of blood, the more red or red streaks, or the more it colors the whiteness. So he wanted to tell you that each one joins up together with the other one. Each one joins up together with the adjacent one. So here we see the idea of adjacent colors, so to speak, joining up with each other. So the Gemara says, Amer, the Shemasli l'Rabbi Kivu b'Pateich. The Gemara says, but perhaps that whole idea only works out by when we're talking about Pateich, this type of nega, which is a mixture of red and the white. But b'chalak mi Shemasli. But who said it works with that adjacent colors joined together? Who said that Rabbi Kivu holds that adjacent colors work together by all white negayim? Maybe that's only a concept by negayim which have the red and the white mixed together, but not by the all white ones. V'chisema, any of you are going to say, ki hecha the shamas leba b'toich, hachi shamas leba b'chalaik, meaning why should you be machalik? Why should there be any difference between them? So Gemara says, v'b'toich gufa mi shamas le. How do you even know it by the b'toich? Meaning this is not even... This proof that Rav Chanina gave seems to be contradicted by a b'raisa. He says, V'hatnan, we learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, and actually we're skipping another sheet in this Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't see a need to bring it down, Rav Yishmol over there talked about in Maseches Negoyim, he talked about wine mixed with snow, and another level he talked about was blood mixed with chalav. So he says, Rabbi Kiva says, Adumim shebezeh bezeh keyayin hamozik b'mayim. The red in this one is like wine mixed with water. El shel baharis azik kishelig, but the whiteness of the baharis is azik kishelig. El shel tzid diyami menu. And the next level down of whiteness in that type of nega, the nega of the red and the white together, is the tzid, is the plaster, which is dimmer than that. Diha. I don't know if that's where the word dimmer comes from, but he said, Diha mimenu, it's lower than that. So, here you see, if you look at this Mishnah, actually the way Rabbi Kiva is saying it now, if you look in this Mishnah, the way Rabbi Kiva is saying it now, it actually contradicts what we thought to say, that Rabbi Kiva holds Zela Maila Mizeh, the Zela Maila Mizeh, because he's going from Baharis, which is snow white, down to plaster of Sid, skipping the level of white wool, which is definitely whiter than the plaster of the Sid of the, which was the plaster of the Sid of the Hechel, which was right in the Beis Hamikdash, is Dia Imenu. So in other words, so the Gemara says, Vimisa, if you're right, that according to Rabbi Kiva, now we're turning the page to Vavam and Beis, if you're right, that according to Rabbi Kiva, it goes with the adjacent levels, so then it's sort of shed shall semer dia minimi boile. Why is he moving down a level? Why is he moving down two levels? He should only move down one level. So with anything, this is a contradiction. This, in other words, what Rav Chanina explained in Rabbi Kiva doesn't even work out in the Mishnah. If anything, it's a contradiction to what Rabbi Kiva said. I'm sorry, it's a contradiction to the way Rav Hanina explained Rabbi Akiva, and therefore Rabbi Akiva seems to be actually could work out like the Mishnah and the Goyim. Rabbi Akiva could actually work out like the Mishnah and the Goyim, that it doesn't go with adjacent, but rather it goes with the Avos and Tolos formulation when you're talking about joining up the two things together. So the Gemara says, Ein achinami. The Gemara says the truth of the matter is you're right. Matanya Rabbi Nosenheimer, Loi Shomer Rabbi Akiva Shal Sidi Amenu, El Shad Semer Dili Amenu. The Gemara is now saying that the answer is, the Kash is a good question, and there's another Brysa that said that actually this is the way he said, don't say Shal Sidi Amenu, don't learn in Rabbi Akiva that Sid is the next level down, but rather Tsemer, white, wool, is the next level down. And that fits in better. Right. Okay. He says, but the only thing is that Tanakhama, that Mishnah, learned Shelag and Sid. So, and Lechora, Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Yishmol over there, he talked about Shelag going down to Sid. And Rabbi Akiva has different formulations. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, the streaks of red don't have to be as red as the way Rabbi Yishmol phrased it. Rabbi Yishmol phrased it that we needed more red. In other words, wine in snow or blood mixed with milk. That's a stronger red, according to it. And Rabbi Akiva was disagreeing, but doesn't he have to be symmetrical with what Rabbi Yishmol said? That's Tosfos's kasha. He says, no, so the answer is no, he has a different formula. He disagrees with him in 2 points. He disagrees with him in the streaks of red points. And he also disagrees with him in how you join the adjacent ones. In other words, he disagrees with him in the level of the streakiness of the red, which according to Rabbi Yishmol is a whole different thing. Wine in snow and blood in milk is a redder version than the way Rabbi Akiva was expressing it. And he also disagrees with him in how you in the whiteness levels of how you move the two of, and how you join the two of them together. So that's what you could say. In explaining how Rabbi Nosson could explain Rabbi Akiva, even though he's using different levels of adjacent ones than the Tanakhama. Or you could say Rabbi Nosson means to change the Rabbi Yishmol also, who was the Tanakhama. And he says, instead of having Sid there, you should really have Seis. You should have Samer Lovin there. Right, there's another piece of unfinished business here, and that's interesting that Rabbi Hanina talked about, Rabbi Akiva talked about drops of, Rabbi Hanina talked about drops of blood in milk, which, by the way, means drops of blood in milk, the blood doesn't really mix with the milk, so it appears like streaks in the milk, and then it also affects the whiteness of the milk in general. And then when we brought down the Mishnah, though, we explained it differently. We explained that it's like wine mixed with water. So the question is, why the Mefarshim asked this question? Why the difference? Why does Rav Hanina, when he talks about the mushel, why does he explain it differently than what Rabbi Akiva himself explained it? Why do we explain it different? This nega, the adamdam, which is the lovin, together with the adamdam, why did Rabbi Akiva himself explain it? Why did Rav Hanina explain it differently than Rabbi Akiva himself explained it? Right, the nega lovin adamdam, the white and the red one together. Why did he explain it differently? So, one answer, one of the answers that the Mefarshim gives is that at one point we're focusing on this. In other words, case of the dam and chalav don't really mix together. Blood and milk don't mix together. So there we're talking about the streaks of the red. There we're talking about the streaks of the red in the white. Whereas over here we're focusing on how it affects the white color. The wine mixed with water is more a focus on how the wine affects the whiteness of the actual whiteness that surrounds the red streaks. So that's another way that you could say this. All right. So in the end, it comes out, it would appear from this Gemara, that Rabbi Akiva does hold. Rabbi Akiva does hold of adjacent ones. In other words, because we have this change in understanding Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it works together. The two that join up, the Avos and Toldos are, according to the Mishnah Negoyim, The Avos and Toldos are, according to the Mishnah and the Goyim, snow together with plaster, and wool together with the egg membrane, and according to that's what joins together. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it may very well be. We didn't discuss what the Avos and Toldos were according to Rabbi Kiva. We'll put that aside for a minute. But we're saying, but the way it works is they only go with adjacent levels. Now, with one exception, and that is that Beitza, Krum Beitza, according to Rabbi Kiva, is a Tolda of Tse'es, it's a Tolda of Tzemer Lovin, so that could jump a level. Which actually, I saw there's a Rashba that's brought down, and one brings an interesting explanation of that. He says, if you learn like Tosfos, that the truth of the matter is that Rebbe Kiva does hold of the Avon Tolda formulation in terms of the Avon Tolda categorization, but he doesn't hold that means anything as far as what's considered adjacent colors that mix together. So if you work it out that way, the Rashba says a nice svara. He says you could say that the Leuven Beitza, the Krum Beitza, that is, the whiteness of the egg, that could go, that only has to jump over Sira Hechel, which is only a Tolda. So that could jump over Sira Hechel, which is a Tolda. In other words, Rabbi Kiva could agree with the Avos and Toldos formulation of the Mishnah, according to this way, but he just doesn't say that it has any, but unlike the Mishnah, which seems to indicate that it has to do with the adjacent color rules as well, he doesn't agree with that. He says the adjacent color rules go with the next level, except, of course, for Krum Beitza, which joins together with Tzemer Lovin. So that joins together with Tzemer Lovin. So Tzemer Lovin, why does it join together with Tzemer Lovin? Because it's only skipping over a Tolda. But Tzid HaHechel, plaster of the Hechel, cannot join together with snow, Baharis, which is Azit, white like snow white, because of the fact that that has to skip over an Av. So that could be an explanation, and again, but according to Rashi, Rashi would hold that they're both toldas of Se'es, and the Baharis doesn't have any tolda. And you might say, well, what's the difference if he goes with adjacent colors anyway? So the Nafkamina could be, as far as that the Kayin has to know what categorization to put it in. So that could still make a Nafkamina. Another point over here is that, he says The Rambam actually says something very interesting. The Rambam comes out, la'alacha, that actually says something very surprising, that actually all the Maris Negayim mix together with each other. You could have two of them, four of them, doesn't make a difference if they're adjacent, doesn't make a difference if they're Avos and Toldos. And the Ravid goes on the Rambam, and he says, where does the Rambam get this from? The Gemara we just learned is, if anything is exact, I mean, you got two choices. Either you mix the Av and the Tolder, you mix the adjacent ones. And you might have an exception that Krum Beitza goes together with Se'es, which is Tzemer Lovin. But where do you get to say that all four of them mix together? So the Rambam seems to be a Pella. So first, the Kesef Mishnah wants to say that the Rambam is going like Yerushalmi's understanding, which we won't get into. But then he wants to say an interesting idea. He says, if you notice the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis, when it said, it says maybe that's only by Petoich, by the white and the red mixed together, by the Lovin, which was with the Adam, Neg Lovin Adamdam, the white and the red one. But perhaps by the all white one, these rules of it don't apply. So he's saying that the Gemara now is willing to, the Gemara now actually could say at this point, and the Gemara never got back to that. The Gemara got sidetracked by saying, well, how do you even know that it works by Petoich? And the Petoich meaning the white and the red mixed together. And the Gemara gave an explanation by the white and the red mixed together. It definitely does go by adjacent levels. But the Gemara never got back to what it really holds by the all white ones. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to learn in the Rambam that the Rambam actually understands now that in the all white ones, there are no rules like that. The only rules are that they all four can mix together. There's no restrictions. And Rabbi Kiva never said Zelamalami Zeh on the Choluk. He only said it on the case of Petoich, on the white and the red mixed together. But the case of the white ones could all mix together. And that's not a contradiction to the Gemara. And actually, at this point, the Gemara could hold that Rabbi Kiva does hold of the Mishnah too, even though the Gemara never spoke that out. But the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva could hold the Avos and Toldos formulation of the Mishnah is true, but has nothing to do with adjacent. Adjacency is not even needed. All four of them can mix together. Now, the question is, what difference does it make? And the Rambam also explains By the way, the Rambam also explains, brings down, like the Mishnah, that about the Ovison told us. The Rambam says that the Dalad Maros, and Lavan, the Kevis is less than that, and the less than that is the Sira Hechel, and less than that is the Krum Beitza. And that he explains that one of them is a tolda, Sira Hechel, the plaster of the Hechel is a tolda Beharis, and the plaster of, and the white membrane is a tolda of Semer Lavan. So the question is, how does the Rambam, what is he saying Ovis and Toldus for, if he said they all mix together? So that's, the Kesel Mishnah says, that's leaning in the halacha that he said, that the Kayin, the Rambam seems to say that the Kayin has to be taught this. The Kayin has to know the classifications. It's not enough that he knows that the colors are acceptable colors to make them tummy, fit into the category of tummy, but rather he also has to know what the names are. He has to know this is Baharis, this is white, this snow white is Baharis, or he has to know that this Sira Hechel, this white that's like the plaster of the Hechel, is the Tolda Baharis, or he has to know that this is Semra Lovin, which is Seis. And the other one, the one that's lower than that, which is Lovin Beitz, he has to know that's the, which is Krum Beitz, which is the white membrane of the egg, that's the lower level than, that is the lower level of Se'es. Interesting, Se'es seems to me has a lotion like picking up, as we're going to say. And because that's the less white, the darker something is, the more it seems raised. All right, the Gemara is, so now the Gemara says, we know in the Beharis Azihi, four lines from the top on Vovam and Beis. How do we know the Beharis is white, is a strong white like snow? Amar Abaya, Amar Krovi, and Beharis Levanahi. He Levanabena Haris Levana. So it means Beharis Levanahi, means that's the whitest of all. And what's the whitest color of all? The whiteness of snow. Tanar Abana, Beharis Amuka. So Beharis seems deeper because it's very white. It's the brightest. Its appearance seems to be deeper than the skin. Kemari chama mukam in a cell, like the mara of the sun, which is deeper than the shade. Se'es ain't se'es elagvoya. Se'es, as we just said, means it's higher up. So it's less white. It's less bright. So Rashi explained before that what's whiter, what's less white, seems more raised. Tzapachas, now we had in the Pasuk also Tzapachas, which we originally said was the Krum Beitza told of Seis, ain't Tzapachas el a Tfela. Tzapachas means a Tfela. It means something which is secondary. V'cheinu Oimer, like we have a Pasuk, says, V'yomer Sachbeni No. So that's a Pasuk talking about where the Navi told Eli HaKayin that his Yaitse Chalatzev, his children, are going to lose the Kahuna Gedaila, and they're going to have to be machni, they're going to have to lower themselves to see if they can get some kind of job so they'll get some food to eat. So that Tzapcheni means, give me something that I'll be tuffel. I won't be the head kayan, but give me something that's secondary. So that's where we see the Lashon of secondary. Chenu Aimer, Tzapcheni not, right. So that's the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Ashkechan tfeila l'seis, tfeila beheres minolim. We found that there's a tfeila per seis. What's a tfeila? How do we know that there's a tfeila l'beheres? Amar Zera. So this question is definitely according to the Chachamim of our Mishnah. If you would learn that there's still a machlekes Rabbi Kiva in the Chachamim in this point, so you'll say this is only going according to the Tana of the Mishnah Negoyim, not according to Rabbi Kivu, who actually holds that there is no tfeila l'beheres. There is no secondary thing to beheres, but this is actually one of Tysus's proofs that there is, even according to, because he says it doesn't say that it's only going according to the Chachamim. This kasha could be even according to Rabbi Kiva, and even if you learn not like the Rambam, that he only goes with adjacent colors, but he still holds as there's an Avin Tolda formulation as far as the Kayan knowing the classification. So tfeila beheres me known. How do you know tfeila beheres? Amar Rav Zera, nemar l'beno b'seis, nemar l'vana b'beheres, ma l'vana mura b'seis eish l'tfeila. Just like the l'vana we said by se'es has a tfeila, so af levana mum beheres yesh la tfeila. That's one drush way of saying it. Zisa tani hitel akasel sapachas bein seis la beheres. He says, put sapachas between seis la beheres, loimer lacha. Keshem she tfeila la seis, kach tfeila la beheres. Just like there's a tfeila for seis, there's also a tfeila for beheres. Okay, next Gemara. So this is another drush, and just like there's a tefillah for Se'es, So even though it would seem that there's only a tefillah for the se'es and not to beharis, according to this way of learning, he says, from the fact that it puts se'es to beharis, in other words, why should it have really formulated beharis, se'es, and sepachas? So he says, so that means that the sepachas that's written after se'es also goes on beharis. Because if sepachas was only tefillah of the se'es, then it should have just said beharis, se'es, v'sepachas. Okay. Next Gemara, Seis ki Semerlovin. So Seis, we said, is like Semerlovin. My Semerlovin, what type of Semerlovin? Omer Abibi, Omer Abasi, Semer Naki Ben Yoimai. That means the wool of a sheep that's born the first day, where the mother licks it clean, the mother sheep licks it clean, Shemachavim Bo Lemilas, that they would then fasten a covering over it. Mechavim means to fasten a covering over it to keep it for good wool and clothing, because it would stay clean. Amar Rav Chanina, Mashal the Rabbanan Laman Dover Daimer. Now we go back to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who say that it goes along, that it goes with Avos and Toldos. So what's it Daimer to? Letrei Malchi, Letrei Afriche. You have two kings, and you have two Afriche. Afriche seems to be rulers, which are lower than kings. So Malchus Shazer Lamalami Malchus Shazer. This king is above that king. Afriche Shazer Lamalami Afriche Shazer. And that one, that ruler is above this one. So we want to say that's the Rabbanan. Now, if we're learning, let's just learn it like Rashi at this point, that it goes according to not adjacent levels in the Rabbanan, but rather it goes according to Avin Tolda. So Gemara says this doesn't seem to be an Avin Tolda formulation. One king, the way we're saying it now, king, king, ruler, ruler. And the two rulers are under the two kings. So he's saying, according to that, if anything, this seems to be going like Rabbi Kiva, that we're talking about, we go according to levels of whiteness. So we have to change the mushal of the Rabbanan. The Malkus Shel Zeh is higher up than its ruler. And Malkus Shel Zeh lamala miafricha denafshi, meaning there's a stronger king which joins up with his ruler, which happens to be weaker than the other king, but that's what he joins up with. And Malka Jose Lamala Miafrikha Nafshi. Ravada Barava Armor has a different mushal. Kigon Malka the Al Kafta Rufila Veresh Galusa. So he wants to say a different mushal. He's saying that you have a Malka and you have underneath the Malka you have what's called an Afula, which is a different formulation, a slightly different formulation, we should say. He says, Malka the Al-Kafta Rufila Veresh Galusa. So you have Malka, that's the way they walk. They walk the king and his Al-Kafta, which is really like the second Av, and Rufila, which is lower than that, and the Resh Galusa. So Gemara says, Hai L'Zeh L'Mala Mizehu. That's the same thing as Zeh L'Mala Mizeh. Right, so this sounds to be, that's the king, and so we're saying the king, the Al-Kafta, and so that's also Zela Malamizeh, the king and Al-Kafta, and then Rufil and Resh Galusa are the two lower ones. So it sounds like you're joining up the two higher ones, and then the two lower ones. So Gemara says, no, you have to say Malka v'Rofila, the king and his Rofila, which is lower than the other Al-Kafta. And the Al-Kafta, that officer in the Resh Galusa, the head of the Resh Galusa. So again, it works out that way like the Rabbanan. You're joining up the two Avos, the Avos and the Toldos and the Av and the Toldos. Rav Amar, another Mashal, could go in Shvor Malka v'Kaser. It means the Shvor Malka, the Persian king, and the Kaser, and the Caesar of Rome. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, Hai Minai Wadif, which one is bigger? Amalei, so he said, B'chur Shekachalei, you're asking me such a question? Have you been living in the forest? In other words, you must be living in the forest that you don't know that who's stronger. Pukhazi Tividaman Sagi Ba'alma. He says, who's stronger in the world? It says in the Pasuk, V'tokol Ko Arav, V'tadashna V'tid, Vati Vasid Kine. That's a pasuk in Daniel where he has a vision about the different Malchias, and this is the vision of Rome. We see the vision of Rome is he's going to trot on everything and destroy everything. So you see, Rome is definitely stronger than the Persia. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said, what is this mushal referring to? Zuromi Chayevis. This is Romi who's going to get there someday. Chayevus meaning obligated, shetiva yotzu b'chol olam kulo, that they're out there through their influences all over the world. Okay, and Ravina Amar, Ravina says, kagon glima, the mushel of the different levels is glima, the Amar v'shachke, you have wool, white wool, and wool that's darker, or sadina the kisna, or you have linen, you have new linen, v'shachke, and old linen. So you have white wool and worn out wool, that's the av and the tolda, and then you have white linen, which is more white than worn out wool. And shechake and shechake means the worn out. We'll stop here, but we'll just finish off with one question: what's the purpose of all these different mashalim? What's the purpose of having all these different mashalim? In other words, what are they? So, what's the objection of one mashal to the other? So the Radvaz wants to say that the reason why they didn't like Rav Chanina's mashal of the two kings is because you might think two kings are on an equal level, and therefore you might think that Samar Lavan, which is the secondary one, is equal to Snow White, but it's not. Well, Snow White is more. Beharis is more white than Se'ais. So that's why Rav Abba Bar Abba wanted to go to the other mashal, where it's clear that you're talking about where the second highest level, meaning Malka Verufila, the Rufila, whatever it is exactly, was a lower level, wasn't a parallel king. And Rava, you could say, bring down from the Tiras Chaim, that Rava was just saying something that would be more relevant to people, because we don't even know what these things mean, and maybe in their time, in the later Amoraim didn't know what they meant, so he said, no, Shvor Malka, the Persian king and the Kesar. So therefore, that's why he made it more contemporary, and Ravina even made it more contemporary. He made it with materials instead of using the mushal of kings, so it would be more understandable. Interesting, when Rava wanted to use the mushal of Shvor Malka of a Kesar, so Rav Papa wanted to say, how do you know everybody understands what you're talking about, that the Kesar is a stronger king than the Shvor Malka? And that's why, not because he didn't know the answer to that question, he just said, you're coming to say a better mushal. That mushal is not necessarily better. Not everybody knows about current events or what's going on, and they might not understand that mushal. So that's why he wanted to prompt him to, he wanted to point out to him that it wasn't such a good mushal. One other point is, if actually Rava answered him that the Kesar was, of course, stronger than the Shvor Malka, than the Persian king, why did Rava first say Givon Shvor Malka the Kesar? So Rashi says, because in Gemara and Chagiga, other places, Rava had Yira from the Persian king because he had Saris with him, and therefore that's why when he expressed it, he expressed Shvor Malka of a Kesar, even though he understood everybody would understand the Kesar was the stronger one, and that was tying back into the Nega of Shelag, which was the higher one. All right, we'll conclude today's shir at this point on Davavam and Beis.